Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Today is Tuesday, April 29th. I'm Megan Lynch. Within the next few days, law enforcement from different agencies in our area, including St. Charles and St. Louis County, implementing a crime reduction plan.
It's called the Gateway Regional Criminal Interdiction Task Force and supports Governor Mike Kehoe's Safer Missouri Anti-Crime Plan. Lake St. Louis Police Chief Chris DiGiuseppe says a similar program in St. Charles County has been extremely effective in reducing crime.
We're extending that as we ventured forth into St. Louis County, collaborating with St. Louis County Police, Bridgeton Police, Chesterfield, Ellisville. There's a lot of other municipalities that wanted to initiate this over the river, and we're just expanding east, and we're hoping for the same results.
DiGiuseppe tells KMOX eventually they want to incorporate more municipalities. St. Louis County Police already part of that task force, but St. Louis City Police is not, at least not yet. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
We'll have more on this story at the bottom of the hour. Illinois State Police are investigating a deadly crash that killed four young people at an after-school camp in Chatham. It happened around 3:20 yesterday afternoon when a car left the road, drove through a field, and slammed into the Why Not after-school camp. The vehicle went through the building, hitting several children before exiting the other side. 2 7-year-olds, an 8-year-old, and an 18-year-old were killed. 6 others injured. 1 remains in critical condition. Police say the driver was not hurt. Toxicology results are pending. Investigators do not believe the crash was intentional. At Lambert Airport later this morning, there's a rededication of the USO Center. Megan Kidd with USO Missouri says there's a new area just for kids, plus there have been major upgrades to the game room.
Most service members love their gaming. It's a great way for them to be able to connect back home too with friends or family to kind of be able to play, you know, games back and forth. I mean, gaming is a huge part of the USO itself.
Kidd says they host, depending on the day, hundreds of service members. Last year, they hosted nearly 45,000 guests. St. Louis City Sheriff Alfred Montgomery and his former deputy Darrell Wilson spent 2.5 hours testifying against one another as Wilson seeks a restraining order against his former boss.
Montgomery is accused of threatening Wilson over the phone before the election, which Montgomery denied. An incident when Wilson was working a side job as a security guard, and whether he was impersonating a sheriff deputy after leaving the department was also debated. In the most recent incident, Montgomery spoke to Wilson's new boss, the St. Louis County Sheriff, saying Wilson was quote-unquote horsing around at the city court buildings with a gun at his waist and trying to poach deputies to come work in the county. Wilson's attorney, Bobby Bailey.
What horse playing are you talking about? Did any of those individuals get up on the stand and say he was down there? This man worked there for 10 years. You do not believe he do not have friends?
The judge is taking the matter under advisement. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
In 2023, Missouri distributed more than 250,000 doses of naloxone to help reverse drug overdoses and save lives.
During a House committee hearing Monday, Park Hills Representative Becky Laubinger asked if the availability of Narcan and naloxone is backfiring.
And in talking with neighbors who are drug users, they talked about Narcan has enabled them to have higher highs. because they know they can be brought back with Narcan. So they arm their friend with the Narcan and take more drugs to get the higher high.
Rachel Winograd, a University of Missouri St. Louis professor, tells MissouriNet she's been studying whether Narcan and naloxone enables drug users to use more and in riskier ways. She says her research shows that drug use has declined because users have said overdose reversal drugs bring on dreadful withdrawal experiences. Beth Coughlin, KMOX News.
St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer has ended the city's private building stabilization program. The program allowed the city to repair private properties and bill owners. Reports show some were charged for work that was never done. Spencer called the program well-intentioned but poorly executed and said it added stress to already struggling neighborhoods. The city is now working to remove liens tied to the program to clear property titles. Officials say they're reevaluating how to invest more effectively in North St. Louis. Cardinals fans will soon be able to see a movie about the Molina brothers. American songwriter and actor Lin-Manuel Miranda says he's working on a project straight from his family's hometown of Vega Alta, Puerto Rico.
We claim them for Vega Alta. I mean, I think every time I'm at bat, every time I'm at my piano or at my computer, I'm trying to get us up on stage. I'm trying to write great parts that I would want to play, and so in turn, create a lot of wonderful roles for Latino actors.
Miranda is known for Broadway musicals Hamilton and In the Heights.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.